This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Last week, thousands of people moved to Fayetteville or back to Fayetteville to begin the fall semester at the University of Arkansas. Organized lines developed to let on-campus students move into their rooms, and off-campus apartment complexes braced for the busiest week of the year. Kathy Lacey, the community director at the apartment complex The Crown at Razorback.
It is our busy season, and it starts and ends this week. It's we go on a wait for our apartments in February to get ready for August move-ins. And people will move in anywhere from June, July, and August.
The Crown at Razorback is an example of the new generation of apartment development seeking students as customers. Many newer developments include amenities such as 24-hour fitness centers, online access at the swimming pool, in-house microwaves, free cable, and blogs and listservs specific to that particular apartment complex. Last week, as the moving-in season was winding down, two representatives from local apartment complexes came to our studio. The conversations were part of the collaboration between Ozarks at Large and OzarksUnbound.com. Chuck Hall from the Hill Place Complex, just off of Martin Luther King Boulevard in Bentonville, says his apartment complex tries to create a sense of community.
We do things in the clubhouse all the time. We have resident activities. You know, you can kind of take the concept of being on campus and move it to Hill Place, because we understand that a college student still needs to have that interaction between people. And so we might have Taco Tuesday, or we might have a pool party on a Saturday afternoon where people can just come in and just have fun and really be able to make friends still that live at Hill Place and see them on campus and wave at them and just have fun with them. So
both of the people we talked to last week said attracting students to a specific development is a competitive business. Chuck Hall says it's a mix of grabbing students' attention with amenities and working with the other apartment complexes in town.
It's very competitive. And the thing that we do, we make sure that we're friends with all apartment communities, because we're trying to all reach the same demographic and students in this area around the university. But one thing how we stand out, the fact that we're fully furnished and that everything's included, and you only pay one fee or your rent at the first of the month. You pay that $480, and that's it. Everywhere else, you're going to have to pay your electricity, your cable, all that stuff. So you're going to have rent plus all those bills. Ours are just kind of packaged in one. So that's the most different thing. And the fact that we're new and that we're geared towards students, where other apartment communities are not so much geared towards students, more along the lines of just conventional housing. And that's the difference, student and conventional housing. And so, but we're friends with everyone just simply because we want to help each other out. And that's what our whole kind of idea is.
In the apartment world, making the transition between former and new tenants is called turning the apartment. It requires repainting, often recarpeting the rooms. Kathy Lacey, the community director at the Crown at Razorback, says turning the apartments at the beginning and end of a college year means it becomes a busy time for many local workers as well.
We contract a lot of it out during busy season. There's just no way. There's no way. I have two maintenance guys. They've been there for the 5 years that the Crown has been there. There's no way they can do that volume.
Yeah, so there is a trickle-down effect from university.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, our cleaners know, our painters know. You just block off that period of time because they're going to be so busy.
And this fall, the Crown at Razorback is serving two kinds of students: the residents that are following the typical rental path, but also some students that were scheduled to live on campus, but because of a shortage of residence hall space at the University of Arkansas, are now living in apartments at the Crown. That meant a few changes.
Yeah, typically the Crown doesn't provide furnished units, and we don't provide internet. So for the U of A, we have, they have like micro suede couches and twin beds and dressers, and those are things that we typically don't do. We may in the future, but right now we are for the U of A.
And you can hear more about the business of student living in a college town at OzarksAtLarge.com. It's another in our collaborations with OzarksUnbound.com.